And tell me about the school that you went to.
Private school. Well, I had one teacher at the lighthouse that paid $15 a month.
Uh-huh.
And some of us children went to school. That was most of my schooling right there.
What was the name of that school?
Lee and McNeil, just one lady. Was our teacher.
Your own teacher?
Yeah. Just taught three of us. Some of the older boys went to private school and had a chance, but I didn't. I got most of my schooling at fifth grade in the grammar school, got it in Lillian McNeil.
You mean your father paid for your own teacher to come out there?
She stayed there. She stayed at the light with us. Paid her $15 a month and she boarded right there then.
Well, I guess you got a pretty good education then,
with all that. Yeah, very good. She was a very good woman. She was from down here about 14 miles, a place called Indian Pass.
So how, you never went to a school then?
I never went to a public school.
You had her for about 5 years?
Wasn't that? Out there in them woods, there wasn't no buses.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't no way to get there.
You think you went, she was there for about 5 years? Or?
About 5 years, yeah, that she told us that.
Was she there the whole year?
No, just a certain month, then she'd go back to her daddy, old man McNeil, a man that raised her down in Indian Pass. He was a big turkey time man.
Mm-hmm.
Down in the woods up, that's what they call Indian Pass.
Yeah, but
his son, Jenny, still there in the oyster business.
Uh-huh.
Big store there on the road of Thunder. It's about 14 miles from here.
How many months of the year did she stay with
you? Did she stay with us?
Uh-huh.
When school was out, whenever it was, she went on back to her dad and mother that raised her.
You think it's about 6 months school or 9 months or 3 months?
I would say maybe 5 months.
Do you read a lot now?
Very little.
Mm-hmm.
Work so hard, so many hours in the farm to make a living, I just don't have the time.
Mm-hmm.
Read a little news and the church letter. We get a mighty good letter there from our preacher. Very good man, a hustler and studied it. And he writes up some good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Two or three of his things. He wrote me, I congratulated him on him not long ago. I come out of the church one morning and I said, you know DeWitt, I don't like to congratulate people. But I said something in that letter the other day, the truth. I said, I got to congratulate you on what was it. I said, you had in there that people were talking about vacation and all, and one that didn't take a vacation. I said, you wrote in there that the Lord never did take a vacation. I said, he sure don't. I said, I hadn't thought about that until you wrote that in the letter. Lord never takes a vacation. He's working all the time. Such things as that helps you.
Mm-hmm.
It does me, I know. I'm a lover of people.
Mm-hmm.
I love everybody. There ain't nobody that I hate. No. I don't meet no strangers. I travel around the country, 9 states I work in. I ain't never met a stranger in my life.
What states have you traveled around in?
Well, the Carolinas, Virginia, Tennessee, Georgia, and Alabama, Florida, Mississippi, Louisiana.
How long
were
you thinking you were going?
Not very much. I worked 2 years out in Massachusetts.